In today's Monday morning wake-up call, we will learn more about the crazy worm, an invasive species that could threaten Wisconsin forests. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Every Monday at this time, we talk with a guest who issues a wake-up call for all of us about something that you may not have heard about or should be aware of. And today, it's the crazy worm, which was found last fall on the University of Wisconsin-Madison Arboretum grounds. And according to staff in a news release last week, it has survived the harsh winter. Our guest is Brad Herrick, an ecologist and research program manager for the University of Wisconsin-Madison Arboretum. Good morning.
Hi, Joy. Nice to be here.
Thanks for joining us. So what exactly is a crazy worm, and why is it called the crazy worm?
Isn't that a great name?
Yes.
So it's called the crazy worm or jumping worm, snake worm, and it's because of its behavior. When you pick this worm up and keep it in your hand and sort of agitate it, it will literally jump out of your hand. It's a very active worm. And we found it, like you mentioned, last fall in the Arboretum. And it's a worm that exists in the soil litter on top of the soil. And when you just gently rake away that litter, that's enough to agitate the worm, and it'll start writhing and jumping around. And so it's very, once you see it, you can't miss it.
Yeah, and I hear if you see a lot of them, it's kind of freaky.
Yeah. It's sort of a writhing mass on the top of the soil.
It's, so why is this bad news that the crazy worm is writhing around in the UW-Madison Arboretum?
Right. So the reason why we're concerned about this worm, and actually similarly to the nightcrawler or the European earthworm, is that when they get into our natural native forest, they can eat up the litter layer or the dust layer, and that's the highly organic layer that native plants need to germinate and spread. And when they move into a forest area, especially under high densities, they will consume that entire litter layer, and then native plants aren't able to grow, aren't able to spread, like I said, and we see more soil erosion because they're basically bare soil is what's left. And then often what's happened after that kind of disturbance, we see other non-native invasive species move in, like buckthorn and garlic mustard and honeysuckle. So these worms at high densities can really fundamentally change the native forest of Wisconsin.
Oh, that's sad. So where did the crazy worm come from, and is it all over the country?
Right. So it's endemic to Japan and the Korean Peninsula. It's been in the country for quite some time, since at least the 50s and 60s, but in the southeast part of the country, and then has moved up the eastern seaboard. So it's found from, South Carolina, Georgia, as far north as Vermont and New York. There are records of it in Missouri and Oklahoma, but this is the farthest north in the Midwest that we've found it. And we weren't sure if it was going to be able to deal with our harsh climate, especially this winter, but we did find the hatchlings this spring, so it definitely survived.
Bummer. So what will the Arboretum do to control it? What can you do to control it?
Right. So right now, there's no sort of silver bullet to control this species, or the European earthworm for that matter. So what we're doing right now is basically still trying to map where this worm is found in the Arboretum. And where we do know where it's found, we're using what's called best management practices. And so some of those are, one, just to stay out of those areas if we can. That's not always feasible because we have to, work in some of these areas. And so if we do need to work in these areas, then we'll make sure that before we leave to go to a different area in the Arboretum, that we brush our boots off, brush our shoes off, clean all of our tools and equipment, wash any vehicle tires that we may have been using in that area before we go on to the next area. So right now we're really focused on minimizing the spread. And these kind of practices go for any invasive species, whether it's animal or plant.
Mm-hmm. Well, just a minute or so to go, do you think this is a species that can be controlled in the long run, or are we doomed?
Well, that's certainly, I think, one of the goals is right now we're trying to figure out where, like I said, in the Arboretum where it is, and if it's other places in the state, Right now, the DNR is pretty confident that it's not widespread, and so we, even though it's sort of sad that we found it, it's good that we did find it when we did, and so we can we encourage folks, if they've seen this worm in their garden or their compost or mulch beds, to contact the Wisconsin DNR and let them know about it, so we can go out there and confirm. And then talk to folks about, you know, if it hasn't gotten, you know, too far in their yard, there may be some measures that we can take to, you know, throw away those worms or otherwise destroy the compost bins. But right now we're just trying to figure out where they are and then minimize the spread.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Brad Herrick, an ecologist and research program manager for the University of Wisconsin-Madison Arboretum. And there is a photo of the crazy worm and more information on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Thanks to Christy Taylor and to Robin Jerry for producing this program. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.